السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Inshallah, we will continue with our discussion on math. But first, I'd like to do a very quick review and see if you remember. I give you an example and see if you can think of what kind of mad answer it would be. If I say the word qala, qala, qaf fatha with the alif and lam fatha, what kind of mad is this? Qala, fatha plus alif, this is mad tabi'. Qila, qaf ya zirqi and lam fatha la, what kind of mad is this? مد تبيع. قالوا, قالوا has got two mads, قاف فتح ألف and لام واو بيش and then another ألف. قالوا, so لام واو بيش, so what kind of mad is this? When a بيش or دمّا is followed by a واو, that is مد تبيع. So we have three مد تبيع and easy to remember, قال قيل قالوا. Then think of the word السماء. So the spelling would be alif lam seen, seen with a fatha and a alif, and then you have the sign of the wave on top of the seen alif, okay, and then hamza. السماء. So what kind of mad is this? You see the mad sign, which is the wave sign, followed by a hamza, and this is in the same word. So this is madde muttasil. Madde muttasil, when the hamza comes in the same word. Now I'm going to give you two words. Kama arsalna. So kama, kafata ka, mim fata alif, with the mad on top. Kama. Next word, arsalna, alif fatha, ra sukun, arsalna, okay, seen, lam, noon, alif. Now this is a combination of two words. So when there are two words and the mad is on the first word, like kama has got the mad sign, and the next word is a hamza. So what kind of mad is this? Mad munfasil. Munfasil, fasala means separated. So you can remember this. If you remember the meaning of the word, it is easier to remember. So this is madde munfasil, when the hamza is in the next word. So the kama is finished and then the arsalna alif starts with the hamza. That's why it's madde munfasil. Now think of the last word in Surah Al-Fatiha. Walabdallin. Think of the spelling. How do we write the word adallin? Alif lam and then dod, dod fatha alif, da, and then a mad sign on top of the alif, and then lam ya noon, but lam will carry a shadda. So when you have a letter, a mad letter, when you see the mad sign and after that you see a shadda, like lam has got a shadda, so this mad of the dod is going to be extended. How long shall we do it? This is mandatory. First of all, what is the name of this mad? Mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal, means heavy. Okay, so this is going to be heavy, and the word lazim means that you have to do it, so it is six harakat. Okay, so we are going to do waladdalin as six counts on the dod sound. مد لازم كلمي مثقل. Now, how long are we doing the sounds? Okay, if you go back to the first examples of your مد تبيعي, قال قيل قالوا, there are always two counts. The recitation that we are studying, we are doing the مد متصل and مد منفصل, both of them as being four counts. And the last one that we talked about, But the lazim kalimi will be six counts. Now today we are going to talk about another kind of mad. We call it mad al-arid li sukoon. The word sukoon tells you that there is a sukoon situation. It's a temporary stop. When you are reciting and let's say you have to take a breath, you have to stop in the middle of your recitation, then the way that you end the sound is you put a sukoon on the last word, okay, last letter. Most of the time we do that. There are a few exceptions. We'll talk about that, inshallah. But when you put a sukoon and you come to a stop, or at the typically at the end of an ayah, like wala dhalin, and on the noon we put a sukoon when we stop our recitation. So this would be a stop caused by a sukoon. So the letter that comes right before the sukoon, the second last letter, that normally would be stretched. But how long should you stretch it? There are different counts. There's one recitation when you can do it as a two count. Normally, we do it between 4 to 6. Okay, so for our purpose, we are going to stretch it to 4 to 6. For example, when we say the wala dhalin, the li part, lam ya li part, you're going to stretch it between 4 to 6, and the name of it would be mad al-arid li sukoon. So for today, just this was just a review for you. Inshallah, we'll talk in depth in another lecture. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.